cough. I'm going to sing. Let's open by singing.
Hail to the orange, hail to the blue, hail alma mater, ever so true. We love no other, so let our motto be this.
For attending tonight's game, the final scores are Illinois 30 and Toledo 28. Illinois football is back to Memorial Stadium for a Big Ten matchup against Penn State on Saturday, September 16th at 11 a.m. It's our Hail to the Orange Out game, so be sure to wear orange. Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Listen, I almost tweeted like right after the Toledo touchdown to go up, whatever, 28, whatever. I almost tweeted, like, you know, I talked about how every time after we have a season where we go, we're good, we win 8 or 9 or 10 games, we go 5-7 the next year. I wrote it last night. So I almost tweeted, like, I feel like this drive in the final 3 minutes. I felt like that was, well, I'll just say it. I'm like hesitating, like, should I say that I was going to do that? Does it sound jinxy? I almost tweeted, like, it feels like this drive is the difference between having that 6-6 season and going to a bowl again or going 5-7. Because that's just preseason. That's where my brain is, okay? We get a G. Got it. Respect the from the stands. So I almost tweeted, like, feels like this is complete this drive with a field goal, and we'll go 6-6. We'll go to a bowl game. Miss this field goal, and here comes 5-7 Illinois again. And I know that sounds stupid because, like, we could win 9 games, you know? We could win 4 games, given what the first half looked like and all of our penalties and everything else. But that's just where I was, and I almost tweeted it. So if we do go 6-6, that Casey Washington catch is the difference. Listen, I gotta describe to you where this is in my brain. I predicted a 6-6 season. I said in my prediction that I just want to go to a bowl. For the last 30 years, this is a 5-7 season coming up. If we win 7 games, 8 games, 9 games, 10 games, great. I just want 6-6. That's where I'm at with this season. We lost a ton to the draft. We have so much to replace. We have a lot to learn. We have a zillion penalties. I think we all saw tonight that 6-6 is Vegas was right at setting it at 6.5. All these 8-4, 9-3 predictions are probably, we learned tonight, those predictions are very bold. I'll just say that. And so, but I'm still in this mindset of I got to go to a bowl. Like, man, you know, how many times have I written about 2000 and if we would have beaten Michigan and we would have been to a bowl? And, you know, how many times have I written about 2002 if we just beat San Jose State, if we just stopped their final drive, we're 6-6 and we can keep momentum going? How many times have I written about 2008 and Western Michigan and Detroit and all those losses where we were almost there and we lost? We could have gone 6-6, gone to a bowl, and kept momentum going. And so I wrote last night, look, the difference for me is if we're going to be able to, if we can turn this in a way that we can get 6 wins and keep momentum going. That's the switch Illinois football needs to flip. And if we do, I don't know what we'll go. But if we do, that Casey Washington catch will be the difference. Fourth down, final drive, they blitz. Altmyer is just demolished by but he throws the bomb and Casey comes down with it. And we go on and kick the field goal and win the game that we always lose. And we could go 6-6. That's where my brain is. I know I'm said 6-6 100 times here, but that's my entire thing for this season is I said it on a podcast in June. I said it all of July. I brought it up during that whole podcast series of like, my God, how many times did we go 5-7 when we had a chance? And Illinois football will turn the corner when we can follow up a good season with another bowl and then get even better. You know, go 6-6 this year, go 9-3 next year. That's when we turn the corner. And if this was it, and if this was the sixth win, a Casey Washington catch is massive. Just massive. What a play. R.I.P. Jimmy Buffett. God, that's we just don't, you understand, people, we don't have plays like that. I mean, I guess we all thought about, I'm sure you thought, like, a lot of you probably thought about the Malik Turner catch against Nebraska in 15. I'm recording my From the Stands already and screaming, Malik, Malik, Malik. You know, this was very similar to that. Just throw a bomb and see if you guys can win a one-on battle. But yeah, that catch, like, I'm up here in my press box in the stands. My son's sitting with me, my youngest son. We're both dying. It's fourth down. The game is about to be over. They're blitzing. Can he even get a pass out? I'm like gripping the rail here in front of me, just dying. And then he catches it and you just explode inside. We don't get many plays like that, man. So, are there some issues? Yes. Do we have a lot to talk about? Yes. Do we have a lot to analyze? Yes. But if this is what makes this season 6-6 instead of 5-7, not many other fan bases would understand that. But that's the corner. Goal line.